531. Psychologists from around the world, including New Zealand, have pledged that the United Nations apply psychological science to help combat climate change. Now, you think of climate change and you'd probably never think of it being in the same sentence as psychology. But at a recent psychology summit, leaders and representatives of psychological associations agreed that world leaders, governments and academics need to use more psychological knowledge when designing climate change policies. New Zealand Psychological Society's Director of Scientific Issues, Brian Dixon, one of New Zealand psychologists, who joined the global pledge to help stem climate change at the recent World Summit in Portugal, joins me now for more. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you.
Brian, firstly, can you give us an overview of the science of psychology and what it covers?
Yes, certainly. Psychology is the study of human behaviour and you know what people think and do. And so in terms of, you know, it's not just about people's problems. It's about things that people can do to make a difference for themselves and for communities and for, you know, whole nations, really. And psychology gets used a lot in international interventions in terms of assisting people to, you know, to be motivated to make changes or to understand or to not fear making changes, which is really important.
Maybe not something that we, you know, connect with climate change, but can you talk to me about the link between climate change and psychology?
Certainly. The really important link is that we need a lot of people worldwide to make a lot of changes to their behaviour. And many of your listeners have families or themselves are in the Pacific where climate change is a very real thing. It's happening day to day. And we're hoping that world leaders are going to try their hardest to keep that increase in temperature to below that 1.5 degrees Celsius. And to do that, many, many people worldwide have to make changes to what they do. We can't all carry on doing what we've done in the past. Now, psychology is the science of behaviour, so can assist both individuals and entire governments, entire nations to make changes in what they do.
Can you tell us more, Brian, about the summit and the countries that were represented and maybe some of the, you know, the main topics touched on?
Yes, certainly. So, again, we had 43 leaders of psychological associations across the world meeting, and many of those were from countries, you know, less developed countries, so from Africa, throughout Africa and throughout South America and throughout Asia and the North Pacific. Unfortunately, there weren't people from, you know, from the Pacific nations themselves. And in a sense, I guess I shouldered the burden of actually representing some of the concerns of those people because they needed a voice there. You know, their plight is actually much more urgent to attend to. The overall agreements that came out recognised that that some of those peoples have a long way to catch up, and we in Aotearoa New Zealand are actually finding that we're up with the leaders actually in terms of what we're doing. And there was a lot of support for our government stance with the Zero Carbon Act. But our psychological society has members who are, you know, Maori psychologists, a number of Pacifica people psychologists, and so I was also there representing some of those, some of the concerns that they have.
So at the recent summit in Portugal, Brian, a general consensus that psychological knowledge should be included in climate change policies. Can you give us an example of how New Zealand perhaps could do that and how it could be implemented?
Yes. So for people, for a start, you know, there's a lot of panic, a lot of concern And even in America, we know that the studies are showing 65% of people have, you know, some degree of serious concern about climate change. And there are, where people are directly affected, we need services that are actually going to support them. A lot of people are having to start thinking about how they move from coastal margins, where they're dependent on the tides essentially behaving themselves, where sometimes extreme weather events are starting to have major effects much more repeatedly than before. So one of the things that psychology can offer there is the kind of support to help people, help communities move and remain intact as much as possible. But the New Zealand government is going to have to look very seriously at the kind of services and how those are distributed. So, you know, welfare services, medical services, mental health services, and how those help people maintain their well-being despite some major upheavals in their lives.
Now, at the summit, I understand there was particular interest in New Zealand's bicultural focus on Māori and Pacific communities. Can you tell me more on that?
Yes. So I had 6 minutes to present and did talk about the bicultural focus of the New Zealand Psychological Society. So we have a national standing committee on bicultural issues that advises us all the time. And we've had that committee in place since the 1990s. And it's immensely valuable in thinking about how we translate. You know, psychology, as you noted before, is very much a kind of, if you like, Western science, but it has to be relevant to people. That's its main focus. So that standing committee has been very helpful, and people at the summit were very, very interested in that. They were also interested in my very brief overview of the colonial history, and how people are being have been moved from their mainly coastal kinds of communities, and things like reliance on their food sources, their kaimoana, and low-lying coastal agriculture. Are all having to be affected, are being affected, and we expect that they're going to be affected more so than a lot of others. You know, that there's a real, what we call, disproportionate effect on people at those low areas near the coast. And that applies to people throughout the Pacific, you know, because, and we're already seeing, you know, places like Kiribati, where that, they're former president has spoken to the United Nations about the very, very real concerns and the encroachment of the tides into their productive areas and also their exposure to frequent storms.
So from the summit then, Brian, do you see much work being done in terms of people's psychological state in the Pacific region, including New Zealand, when it comes to climate change, and where to from here?
Yes, so it's a really difficult thing to look at, and what we really think is the key to it, Brian, is that we need to work with communities, not on them, so that we're actually providing resources for people to make their own decisions and to do that with confidence and to address issues within their own areas and communities. And to do that, one of the things that we're going to need in the future, starting right now, is massive increases in the number of psychologists trained, Maori psychologists and Pacific Nations people who are trained, and we have some wonderful people already who have trained in psychology. It's a very, very good career for the young people to get into, and lots of opportunities. And those people are really the key to it, I think, because they're going to be able to take the messages about what can work and assist their people throughout the Pacific and around the coasts of New Zealand.
New Zealand Psychological Society's Director of Scientific Issues, Brian Dixon. Greatly appreciate your time this morning, and thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
Mahalo. Thank you.